Welcome! Oh my goodness, it's so good to share this with you. This... now. One thing that came up this weekend, I was in a conversation with somebody and they were really focused on trying to find their bliss and trying to heal the world and it was really important to them to try to affect and help as many people as possible. And they were looking for me to agree with that. And I was like, that belief, maybe that serves you, but that belief gets me really frustrated and it doesn't necessarily motivate me because it's never enough. And so one of my mantras, it's not the distance, it's the direction. It's about being in alignment with love, in alignment with your truth, and then simply taking the next step. Maybe it's a baby step, maybe it's a huge leap, but it's about having integrity. Because if you are, you know, who knows if you're totally in alignment. If you're not in alignment and you're going crazily charging in that direction, I don't know if that's good for the world. There are lots of tyrants in that history look back and go, oh my God, what a horrible person. And I guarantee that they thought they were fixing things, but they were not in alignment. They were a clogged straw that was imposing something warped on the world. I think that all of us are the equivalent of, I like to see us as a drinking straw. And when we're born, we are a clear, perfect straw. You can see right through that straw, right to the divine. And when you look into a baby's eyes, it's like, boom, whoa. And then as we grow, and as a kid plays, again, you get to see the divine rolling around and giggling and doing whatever it feels like doing, making sandcastles and eating paste and whatever. And then about 6, 7 years old, you start to become aware of your environment and what people think of you, and you start to chew on that apple of knowledge. And then the sediment starts to build up inside that straw, and the shoulds and the identities and the what's cool starts to build into this concept of who we think we are. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, the idea of a brother or responsibility to our neighborhood or our nationalism. I mean, these are part of becoming an adult. But eventually, we become this identity that may or may not have anything to do with what was coming through that straw initially. And so if you're not critical of that, you can end up being in the world, not expressing yourself, but instead being almost a puppet to all of that built up stuff. And what you express to the world is merely a collection of all these socialized beliefs and ideas. And we think that it's us because it's all we have, and there's no longer any source coming through us. So it's like, we're not even aware that that's even an option. Such a big step to even be open to the thought that, well, what if there's actually something, some truly me that I'm not feeling? And so when we can focus first on our direction, then we allow the distance to kind of happen. And I had this amazing affirmation of that this weekend. Because on Saturday, it was First Saturdays. And First Saturdays is when we do our monthly homeless outing in San Diego, which we've been doing about 2.5 years. And we're always we make a big deal about, you know, look, we're not trying to solve homelessness. We're trying to spread light and connect with people and show love and compassion and share and gift and experience the fellowship of humanity. And we were moving locations, and so I wasn't, you know, in fact, we were in a new location that in the past two months, we haven't had a lot of people that have come to receive all of the gifts that we've brought. But we're trying to build momentum and get a reputation. And so I'm trying to tell everyone, look, you guys, if no one shows up, it's important, that's okay. What's important is that we're just doing the good things. We're doing the right thing, and we'll just have faith that it'll all work out. And then as I say this, somebody, we do a location where we set up and organize the clothes, and then we drive to the place where we actually give it away. And so somebody showed up and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I only read the beginning of the online invite where it had the location of the setup. And so we actually went to the place that you're, where the homeless are waiting for you. And I told them all to come here. And so I'm going, oh, great. So I was already worried that no one was going to be there. And now you've told the few people that, that did show up, that knew that we were building momentum, and now you've told them to leave. It's like, okay, great, all right. And I was like, it's not going right. I'm trying to make it right. I'm like, what did I just say? It's about direction. It's about intention. At this point, people are all driving and leaving. I'm like, I know they'd be going to an empty park. But we get there, and there's a ton of people. It's a sunny day. We set up our tables in a circle in the shade. We've got sandwiches. We've got tons of clothes donated by Kurt. And, I mean, tons of people donated stuff and sandwiches and care packs and just all sorts of stuff. And we... And then Alan came, a new volunteer, and played guitar, and we had songs, and it was just so joyous and beautiful. And it was like, I'm so glad I didn't worry too much about this, because this was perfect. And all we focused on was the direction, and then the distance was just right. And here's where it starts to get magical. Because on the same day, in San Francisco was the very first Saturday in San Francisco. And this wasn't something that we tried to do to, like, we need to blanket the world with our message. Somebody said, I want to do this in my town. And so the very first Saturdays San Francisco happened at the same time in San Francisco. And at the same time in Atlanta was Share Saturdays, which was influenced, not the exact same thing, but a group of people that did a very similar, same intention thing, where they went to a trailer park that with people with need, and they shared all sorts of donated clothes and things. And then I was just contacted with some people in LA that want to get one going. It's like, yes, this wasn't, this is exactly what I had faith would happen. If you are in alignment, if you make sure that you have integrity, if you're aligned with love, you take the next step, and the ripples, if they are true, will be felt. I don't know, it was a pretty magical feeling to know that was happening, and to know that we didn't make it happen. We just got the straw as clear as possible and allowed it to happen, and then allowed everybody to have this bliss feeling, to have this love feeling, to have this connection feeling, and hopefully feel so good about it that it is not a sacrifice. It is what feeds them, it what makes them light up to the point that then they're rippling, and then they're rippling, and then they're rippling. Trying to fix the world. It's never worked for me. Trying to be as clear as possible and walk with as much integrity and love as possible. After a weekend like this, I can't help but think that stay the course. Keep opening the heart. Keep realigning. Keep being aware that you got a long way to go. You're always midway on the path. But it's the direction. Keep correcting. Keep correcting. Keep correcting. Keep correcting. Keep correcting. Keep correcting. And then things happen, like a day shows up and there's a crowd of people in a chat room feeling this vibration, responding with their vibration, having that same knowledge of bliss, that same ripple coming from them that I feel right now as we share this moment. As we each align ourselves more to our truth. And as we align ourselves to our truth, because we are all connected, we benefit, we gift the whole. Take that in. Thank you. Every time you, to get rid of the sediment on your straw, every time you align more with your truth, you collectively make all of humanity more in alignment with the divine. That is powerful work. And it's not about the distance, it's about the direction. It's not about the magnitude, it's about the integrity. So thank you for your pursuit of your truth. Thank you for helping me to feel and attune to mine. Let's anchor it in with a Hug Nation hug. So grab yourselves by the shoulders. And as you hold this body, this miraculous collection of systems and cells with scars, all sorts of unique characteristics, this is just the vehicle that gets us through the world. It's the vehicle that helps us have the experiences, to learn the lessons, to interact with other entities that are wrapped up in these bodies. So that as we do the work, as we align with love, we let that light inside us shine brighter and brighter. And as it shines, it lights up the path in front of us, the people around us, in ways that we have no way of knowing. We may never be aware of it. Maybe the role that our cell plays is to affect the world. Maybe the role our cell plays is to save a single person 10 years from now. But both of those are saving the world. Our truth, the alignment with love is, there is no magnitude. There is simply direction. So as we focus on forgiving ourselves for getting out of alignment, let's forgive everybody else too. And have faith that if we focus on shining our light as bright as possible, those around us will have no choice but to be illuminated. So let's take a deep breath together. Just feel our light's pulse. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you for your pursuit of your light. Thank you for shining brightly. Thank you for letting the ripples flow. You are a gift. I love you. Namaste.